25-year-old Canadian-born Tanith Belvin and the recently turned 28-year-old Ben Augusto have been skating together competitively for 11 years. They are the most decorated American ice dancing couple in history, having won 5 U.S. championships and 4 world championship medals in addition to their Olympic silver. But after missing the podium for the first time in 4 years at the Worlds in 2008, Belvin and Augusto decided it was time for a change. They left their longtime coaches in Detroit, and as Ben Augusto explains, they moved to Aston, Pennsylvania, to train with the 1980 Olympic champions who are from Russia.
We didn't feel like we were progressing the way we wanted to, and so we looked at a very short list of the top coaches in the world, and Natalia Linichuk and Gennady Karpinosov were the top of the list for us.
But then Ben injured his back, and the ice dancing couple was forced to miss the 2009 U.S. Championships as he recuperated from his injury. Augusto says his rehabilitation program was well structured.
One of the most important things was just giving the nerve time to heal. And strength, core strengthening is just the biggest thing. Keeping up with the exercises, I think consistency is the most important thing. I had a physical therapist give me a specific set. My chiropractor gave me a specific set. My trainer gave me a specific set.
Tanith Belvin and Ben Augusto have been working on their Vancouver Olympics program for the past year. Belvin says ice dancing itself has changed in the past few years with new acrobatic and more physically challenging choreography, moves, and lifts. She says that means a lot of extra preparation and hard work.
Trying to keep up with the sport as it's growing with the lifts and with it, the choreography is more complex and all the tricks, you need more time during the day. And unlike the other disciplines that are repeating, at least from a basic level, the same elements every year, we have to create new lifts and new spins and new elements every year. And it takes such a long time and so many hours at the rink.
Ben Augusto is well aware of what will be the key to their success.
Most of my focus has been on just getting stronger, strengthening, adjusting some biomechanics stuff that makes everything more in alignment. And if I can be strong enough, then we can do whatever we want. So really that's been the main focus, is getting strong so that we can do more acrobatic things, more intricate movements, and have it not be a problem.
Tanith Belvin says she has gotten much stronger as well, which has given her more confidence.
I feel great. It's really exciting, just, you know, on a personal level, to feel stronger than you ever have before, because I just feel so much more capable on the ice. Together with the technique that Natalia and Gennady have given us, it just gives us a new layer of confidence, and it's great that it timed out with Vancouver Olympics right around the corner.
Tanith Belvin and Ben Augusto are already the oldest ice dancers on the U.S. team, which means Vancouver will probably be their last shot at the Olympic gold medal they have always wanted. And as the Winter Games draw nearer, Augusto says they are really looking forward to their opportunity.
You know, we've been waiting for 4 years since Torino, and it seemed like it was going to be a long time, but now time is just flying by, and we're really excited it's coming up.
Belvin says they plan to put themselves completely into their performance in Vancouver and not hold back. The feeling they are striving for when their music ends is, yes, we did everything we could. And if they can do that, Tanith Belvin and Ben Augusto could end their Olympic careers at the top of the podium. This is Steve Shy, VOA Sports.